Inside Yesharim on Sukkos, obviously. It's a shtickle on the Sukkos Teshuva. It's Zion over here. And again, I'll skim a little bit. I'll try to go through a little more detail. It's a small ilum, and we can learn a little bit up. B'sukkos teishu shivas yomim kol azach b'yisrael yish b'sukkos l'ma yedder seichem ki b'sukkos hishafti es b'nei Yisrael b'yitziyo yisemeret mitzayim. So he brings a Zayah. Zayah Yisharim Darkal starts with a Zayah. That's not his usual. Kol man di'ihu mishrosha v'gazu kadishu Yisrael. Very famous Zayah. Anyone who has a root and a geza, the trunk of kadishu Yisrael, Yosef Tchoyz Tzala de Memnusa. He can sit under the shade of Emuna. Uman de Lesser Migaza Shrasha Kedis Yisrael, and someone who doesn't have those Shrashim, Lo Yosef Behu. The Yapa Grame Mitchaisal Musa, and he should pull himself out, or he is pulled out from under this Tzel of Memnusa. So, I'll just sort of give Akdama. Basically, he's going to explain that there's a nekuda in sukkah that's miyuchad and shayach only to Klal Yisrael, because of some certain connection in sukkah. He's going to explain that that's the reason why the Ummas Olam are given the mitzvah sukkah to test them. It becomes very hot. It says their boyet and the yoytze Klal Yisrael is not boyet. So the Velt says this, the simple pshat that when we can't do a mitzvah, okay, you know, we kind of see it, but they get very upset and they buy it and so on and so forth. He gives a much deeper hesbet, and that's the point. He's going to be explaining the nekuda of tzeil in sukkah, the yichud of tzeil as opposed to other inyanim, and why that's most specifically tolu in amuna. That's the point. Ubiyaze oved eni meiri. That's the ishbitz. Sheyef shaliyos b'naychem mezeh chag. The only person that can enjoy the yontif, can have satisfaction from the yontif, rak man di'iyu meshazik ez kadisha. Avol misha einim in asherish. Someone who doesn't have that sherish of Klal Yisrael of emuna can't have any satisfaction from this yontif. Why not? Mezeh chag. Ki zeh chag meir al tzala de memnusa. This yontif has in itself the tzeil of Amuna. The inyan tzeil. Okay, so he's going to explain the mahalach of what this is. Let me just be makdim it so that we can follow it a little bit. He's going to explain that the coming out of Mitzrayim included a phase of eating matzah, which is called michlad memnusa. It's called the oichel of Amuna, and then there's a second stage in avoda called the tzeil of Amuna. In other words, the fact that we went out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us food and he gave us shelter, it wasn't just, okay, two necessities, so you could have made one package deal out of it. Water, food, bear, anan, this, that. It's two stages. So he says, Kirmivuz HaKadosh, Kadnafki Yisrael Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, Lo Yehavi Yodei Ikra V'Roz Memnusa. They had no sense in the etzem inyan of emuna, as opposed to the tzeil. That's going to be the knetch. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu yitamun Yisrael asaisa. Let Klal Yisrael taste something which will cure them of it. Ve'ad yechle nasvasa da, and until they won't eat this matzah, leischazel lohoin michla achra, they can't eat another oichel. This very famous Zoya that you start with matzah and then you end up with shtei alechem. Kiv nachli matzah diyas vasa lemeil leminda berazemusa. Once they eat matzah, which is what cures them to understand the inyan of emuna, so he's going to explain. Hainu ki achilas matzah moire shehoyu mekabla shposi yisbarach ba'isa behirus mamish k'mo shemeitz leyisbarach v'zehu shelo yichmitzu. Okay, let's explain this over here. First of all, we said many times, whatever you eat, it really is what you become. I'm not talking about mystical thing, if you eat kosher thing or tray thing, but It's like if I tell you a computer is as good as the data that you feed it, as the program that you program it. In other words, whatever it is that we take in is in we're talking about more than just the food. We're talking about everything we absorb. So let's give an example. If a person grows up and what I absorb from the world is teva, things happen naturally, they always happen, and so on and so forth. So nisim and things like that are kind of out of the ballpark. It's something that's hard to believe in because it's not what I was nurtured on, it's not what I was raised on. Matzah is a meichel that Yad Adam wasn't shaylet nit. So that means ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is feeding me directly. Ki'ilu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like a mother when she nurses a baby, the food is be'etzem kol kuli the mother. The everything that she has is coming from it. A meichel that doesn't allow for avoidas Adam, for the introduction of any type of chimutz that comes from a person, that's a meichel v'amuna. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let's start Klal Yisrael with a meichel of pure emuna. In other words, we're brought up, when we grow up, things are normal. The sun rises in the morning, everything that goes up comes down, nothing is supernatural happens. Klal Yisrael was born, and their first experiences were all out of Teva. They were all chutz from the world of Teva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if I start them with a different type of food, then it's not going to be good. So just like a child starts with pure nutrition from a mother, just the mother's milk, and then slowly, once his body gets to a certain strength, it's given to him. He can eat other things also and digest it and deal with the microbes, whatever it is. Here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu first gave us a pure yanika of ruchnius, and then we're capable of eating. That's what he says. First, let them eat matzah, which is sort of a meichel without any tarivis, and then they can eat shtei alechem or whatever it is. Okay, that's the first stage. Ki achilas matzah meir shoy mekablim hashpa osi yisbarach ba'oisa behirus mamish k'ma shemeza yisbarach. Matzah indicates that they were getting it clear and pure from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
They ate the man, no?
So it's interesting. It says the matzah had later tamon. Correct. The man was afterwards a meichel, but man was completely chutz from the world. Here you had something which was of this world, and yet it was coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another nekuda we'll see in a second that might explain why man is different. Vachilik azois hu lemaila mitfisas adam. This is an achila that comes without the person's tfisa. Lezeh nikra bezeh HaKadosh achilas matzah michle b'emnusa. Okay, so that's step one. There is a problem. And this is the problem that's going to pull, I think. Okay. And this is the problem that's going to produce the second issue. The second issue is, let me just recap. We're learning just a shtickle. He's explaining the inyan. He wants to explain the inyan of Tzala de Memnusa, of it being a shade of emuna. That's the nekuda that he's talking about. And he's said that the first thing was when Kalif was pleased. Okay. You can make a leisha, but we're learning, but I just don't. He said that the first stage was eating oichol of emuna. And that's something which gave them the first step towards emunah. But there's a problem, and this is where he's going to explain the main difference between matzah, din achila, and sukkah. We said that matzah is food that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu without Yad Adam in it. And that's why it's a clear Hashofar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Keneged Ma'aseh Nisim. There's a second, once I've eaten something, no matter what the source of it is, it becomes me and part of myself, and inseparable from myself. So just like the milk that came from the mother, when it comes from the mother, it's kol kuloi the mother, but the minute the child eats it, the child begins to digest it, and his own body begins to take over. So the things that we learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the things that became absorbed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming out of Mitzrayim, since it's a b'china v'achila, it means that once it's given to us, we absorb it, it becomes part of us, and now it's ours. It leads us to think and to imagine that we really have a tfisa and understand what's happening, and we're balabatim on it. There's a bit in the Gemara, melumet benisim. Melumet means he's, you know, nisim is not a science, but for the person who's rugel to, please take, I'm sorry, for the person who's rugel, it becomes a chelik of it. So in the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, we became balabatim on nisim. Moshe Rabbeinu waves his matter. We understand the world up in derech neis nisis, and that takes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha out of the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we balabatim on it, and that's a problem. So he says like this: ve'achar kach kasha nigma kabalosam b'shleimus k'dechsev ba'aspa megarnecha oz yochel adam lachshev shakakiba kol yoshusay. It misleads a person to thinking, I'm the balabas over it. You know, it's velozet srichem azleishe besukra nikatzeld bemnusa, hainu, sheyimsa koil bechazar shasper kloimer, sheyake heitev shetzorich adayim bechol rega verega lachzor lekab Hashem yisparach. In other words, matzah is a type of inyan that I absorb it totally, and it becomes mine. Tzel, bias, is something that I never, ever make it part of myself. So even though this is my house, and I live in it, but I'm always smaller than it, I always need the house to be around me, and the house is what envelops me, and not vice versa. Food, it came from someplace outside. But once it's inside me, I surround it. A bias, I'm always surrounded by it. So from the Pchinas Achila of Pesach, which starts as Nisim Gulim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but once we become Melumet B'Nisim, there's a Makom Sakana that we take it for granted. Yeah, we figured out the system, which matter to use, how many times to whack it, and the whole and everything like it. So we need a second stage of avodah that's lemailon fisadam, and it's called tzalaram nusa. Lazet srichim on that we give it back. Kolaymish sheyake heiter shtar adaim choreg lachzol kam Hashem yisbarach. Kashem yisbarach leozav adaim yodishum davar. Vechein hu acha kol biruri adam as bigmar tachlison. Tzorch lehake heitev shegam oisek koyach habir shehoye etzli hunami rak koyach yizbarach ve'ein lo lodom shum koyach bifne atzme klum rak she tzorch oid b'chol rega rega shem yizbarach. So a person on the first stage of a person of voter is to use bechira, like we spoke in Kippur about a person being having the sense or Roshana, a person having the sense of the fact that he wants to earn everything b'din, and bechira is up to me, and I'm supposed to do it. I work very hard to do it. Having done what I was supposed to do, I now can't stay with that same sense of smugness and say, "Yeah, I'm a self-made man, and yeah, I proved myself, and I could, you know, and I showed myself." Well, now I need an avoda to say the koyach lasus chayil comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. the machshava toiva, the kavana toiva, the rotzen, the everything, it's that I also need. And that's something that'll never be, in other words, it's an aspect that'll never be mine. There's a chelik in avoda that's me and mine. Before the avoda, I need to sense that it's up to me to do it. Ein adava tola lebi, like Rav Rangel always says. But once I've done it, I need to be makir that be'etzem there was hashpo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, Val zeis hakor reimiz mitzah sukkah anika tzadam nusah shu b'chaga osif be'osbecha. In other words, once you've gathered in the things that you have produced, there's an avoda now to understand that all of it, even though on Pesach, even though you planted it, and you were kaitzer it, and you left it out, and everything, but once you're oisef it, you need to understand the Kurva Kadosh Baruch Hu here. V'lacheinu name mitzvah l'sachach b'psoilas goyin v'yekev. Lirmois bo sheyake odom af be'oisnat v'rm. Shen kvar b'shuset fizasosoi. Yeshlam Hashem Yisbarach hanhogim or lemailam as fizasoi. V'lachiasoi ismin ha'psoilas. So this is an extraordinary knetch, the very type of knetch he does. The Torah says, I guess if we translate in English, it would strike us more. It's Chazal darshing the psukim that sukkah should be made out of the garbage from the fields. Psoilus is the garbage. In other words, when you have stuff laying around the field and you have nothing to do with it, why don't you recycle it and make a sukkah out of it? What kind of din is it? I mean, a mitzvah is supposed to be out of the nicest thing. What's about the psilas gerin v'yekiv? It's a different matter to call it psilas. The answer is, gerin and yekiv are the two most important crops for a person. And a person is most able to assimilate gerin and yekiv. It says, a tinaik doesn't know to be kairi abavima, doesn't have das until he's not toyim tam dogam. In other words, bread is the staple in every sense of the word, and yayin is a staple. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it that these two staples have a chelik that's oichel and a chelik that's psoilis. What's the pshat, the chelik that's psoilis? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create junk in the world? What's the pshat? The answer is no. Everything in the world has a tachlis. There's a chelik in the world that we are the tachlis of it, that we're shailin on the tachlis. And there's a chelik of the world that has a tachlis that we have no idea what that tachlis is. The world is divided between things that we're aware of what it's there for, we have the ability to help it realize its tachlis, and mineu bei there's a chelik that is beyond him. I mean, sometimes a person sees it. I once had an experience where I saw phenomenal hashgacha, phenomenal, like a whole bunch of coincidences lined up, and nothing came of it. It was like, wow. And like I was kind of figured out, like there was so many things that just clicked. It wasn't a very davar chashuv, but it had a certain mechuvin, and nothing. And I wondered, and you realize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds into every hanhaga a chelik that a person has a tefis in, and chelik he doesn't. That's called the psoilus gerim b'yakev. It's psoilus in the sense that we are clueless about what to do with it. So he says, "Olekachu nami, olekachu nami a mitzvah l'sacher bepsilas goyim v'yekev lirmoiz ba sheyakeh ha'adam af be'oisin advarim sheim kvar b'shus b'tfisosoi." Even the things that he already, yes, it's me. I plowed, I seeded, I planted, I weeded. I cut it, I harvested it, I did everything. But yesh nam l'Hashem Yisbarach hanhoge imoy l'mayla me'avonis tfisosoy v'yoch l'chirch zes me'apsoilas. So together, bound together with those in Yanim, that the person understands what it's there for, there's also a chilek that he doesn't understand, and that's the chilek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki bechol hashpoz yesh meichel adam. In other words, every hashpoz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a chilek that's meichel adam. Meichel adam means the part that I can assimilate and make part of himself. Just like when a person eats psoilus. Today it's a style, but the psoilus passes out of the body. And a person says to himself, what a waste. I have food, and part of it I absorb, and a big part of it I don't absorb. And it's very interesting how sometimes people lock into a mushel, and when the mushel gets disproven, the shtickler also gets disproven. Must be 70 years ago, he was a chassidish person, a chashuv rav. He wrote a big sefer, actually, on Chulin. And it was from the old Chabad Chassidim, and he wrote in the Akadama that what's the Indian of Chassidus? I mean, the sefer was a halacha sefer, it was a sefer on Chulin. I don't remember if it was Chuvis, but he wrote that today we're discovering that the food is not really important, the bulk is not important. All that really counts is like the vitamins and the tonics. And you already know that a tonic was what they thought once upon a time was like some sort of concoction of all sorts of things that make you feel better. It didn't exist. But upon him, the vitamins, minerals, and tonics are the ikar. And the day to learn how to extract just those things, that's all you need is to eat a little pill and you're good to go. The same thing is that in Torah, we're going to get to a mushroom where we can just get to the pneumius without the chitzenis. So the problem is the mushroom fell by the wayside, and I think the nymphs also fell by the wayside. I think both counts were wrong. It's something which it is true that there's a large chelik of food that we can't assimilate in our bodies. But then to go from that and say, and therefore we don't need it, that's not true. And therefore, and therefore, in everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, there's a chelik that we can assimilate, and that's called the psoilus. V'la'oichol yochol tzuras adam nizgaber v'lichlol oisal kebchirasei. In the chelik oichol of the hashpa is the chelik that a person can absorb and make part of himself. But the chelik of psoilus that's not meichel adam, ain't bekoach adam leskabelo v'lichlois bekirbo. He can psoilus means the chelik that I can't master it, make part of myself. And it's really fascinating. A cow can take the same psoilus and make it part of himself. It's not a din. It's pull. It's not a din. It's not a din in the psoilus that the psoilus. Sorry, make a light. Just help yourself. It's not a din that the psoilus can't be eaten. What is he looking at? Chair? Yeah. The there's plenty of chairs.
Just in case.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay. Lots of. We have. He says, the chelik that's not umizir chashav lo chiyach sheyesh la shemes bechol hashpos hanhoga gam lemailim avanish et fisus adam. So when a person goes through life and the chalokim in every anshagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chalokim that are wasted, quote unquote, the chalokim that I haven't been able to make part of myself, those are chalokim where I'm oimid, that the fact is, even in this hashpa that was for me, and I'm supposed to learn it and understand it, make part of me, there's a chalok that's not going to be part of me. What does it mean, psoilus? So the person has to ask himself. There's no such thing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as you know, friction, stuff in the process that he couldn't, that necessary waste material. V'rak mitzat tfisa hanemuchas adam nir b'zoylem sheish b'zoylas. It's because our tfisa is limited, a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpo we can digest, ingest, and assimilate, and integrate into us, and it's a part that just passes through and we don't understand. So the oichel coming with psoilus tells me that even on the part of Ashkocha that's focused on me and meant for me, there's going to be a chelek that's beyond me. So what do you do with that? So when a person, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Geirin and Yekir, so the wheat part of it and the gray part of it, and the part that I can eat and make part of myself, that the chiyuv is to make part of myself. So he says, but the other part, the sichuch is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making on me in ways I don't understand. And let's sort of flesh it out on when I am hungry and I eat something, there's a sense of being satiated, the sense of feeling good, and as long as the food is in my stomach, I'm severe, and I'm makir the severe. So when somebody, I was hungry, somebody gave me a good meal. So as long as the meal is in my stomach, it feels good, and I'm makir it, and I deher it. When a person has a roof over his head, if the roof is very good, then I don't even deher what it saved me from. So if I'm sitting at home, and the home is insulated well, and I'm not looking outside, there's no window, so it could be raining, it could be sunny, it could be hail, it could be whatever, I'm not aware of it. In other words, the hanhaga of hagana, of protection, of being misachich on someone, means that I'll never be makir the things that are being saved from. The only time I mak is if it's not such a good roof and it leaks a little bit, I say, oh, imagine what it'd be like outside. Or if it's cold inside, I say, ah, yeah, I can imagine what's going to be outside. But if it's misachich kehoigin, then I don't even deher what's outside. So the anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm makir, I feel what it's giving me. The psoilus means I'm makir that there's anhaga HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's keeping away from something that I'm not even aware of what it was that could have been, that was lurking for me. V'kichol anos odom says goyim yekav urak b'pchiras or makif. Okay, let's talk about this a second. He uses a word here that's used often in Chassidish Sfarim. It's called Or Makiv and Or Pnim. Those come in. We stick up for the VM. Was ist Chale mit die Ehem, I guess. Hi. I said, Los ist Chale mit die Ehem. There's nobody here to, from the family to help. I'm sorry.
I just came to say
you don't have to. Okay, you don't have to. I just in the middle, I'm sorry. So we said over here, please sit down, help yourself, I'm sorry. So we said that there are two, So we explained the inyan of Pesulos Goyim v'Yekiv is that there's an hog of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that I can assimilate, make part of me, and I deher what I'm getting and gaining from it, and there's a part that I'm not. And that's the Pesulos Goyim v'Yekiv becomes a Zchach. In that itself, there are two possibilities. One possibility is the roof is so good that I don't even deher what I'm being saved from. So it's like we said, a perfectly insulated a building where I'm clueless if it's snowing outside or raining outside or hot or anything. I have no hasagah, no tfisa. Versus the problem with that is that I can't even be makir that there's something that I'm being saved from. So what am I being saved from? There's nothing outside. Then there's something else like the sukkah. That's what he says. Ki yesh ki ba'agona yesh shnei inyoni ha'agona. There are two types of ways in Kashmir protects. Yesh ha'agona nikra bayis shei nemargish klal eishu b'teich b'gnosi ma'avit shei b'chutz mas oi b'tikus ha'bayis ha'mastalo. V'zeh miramiz al hester chozak o kach shei nadu margish klum ba'an gosi yisbarach. V'chesh n'gosi yukriyus n'sira. So that's the other extreme. Not only am I not fully aware, I'm oblivious to the fact. V'yesh gam kein hagona shenikra sukkah shemagitshin hagonosa me'avir shemevachutz. But then there's something in the middle where I can deher that I'm being protected from something. There's an outside. I deher there's an outside, and I deher that there's something between me and the outside. V'zeh roi meshachat b'agonosa ki koichovim nirim v'seicha. V'zeh roi meshachat b'agonosa yisbar shmegov l'mat v'tzasei. So that's why sukkah requires a roof that's not quite a perfect hagana, so that I'm aware of the makif. We mentioned the term or makif nor pnim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpa, one of the ways of describing it is an or, a light. Simply because light is something that's ruchni, it's not physical, and therefore we use it as that's what Sfarim used to describe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga and hashgacha to us is two types. There's something called an or pnim, which means it's a aura from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that enters us, and like we spoke about achila, it becomes part of us, and we can, and it relates to us in a very specific way. And that's something called or makiv. The muscle is, It's a klali stick on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's koilel everything and everybody. It's the larger anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a greater anhaga, but less meaningful for me. So just like if I'm learning with somebody chavrusa, so since our interaction is very, very specific, he's addressing my shaila, I'm countering his point, so there's a very strong kesha. Me'idach gisa, when somebody says a big shir, and a shir that's meant to fit 100 people, 1,000 people, and take in all of the ideas, some of it leaves me blank. I'm not sure what he wanted, what he was going to go. It's bigger in a certain way. It's makif more, but it's less shtols too. So this does she need something, or does she want a room or something?
I understand, Pasha.
Okay. Okay, here. By the end, she'll have a psishtikol makim. Vehu. Yes, right. That was the mice with the tinok that they took in the sukkah by Lady Amalka. So he says vehu, and that's why he says vezer isa begemara ad esrim am adam yodea sheyishe betzel sukkah lemayasem ani yodea. So it's extraordinary. On the one hand, a sukkah is beyond me, but I need at least the awareness that there's something beyond me. It's like Moshe Ma'adav Adoyma. A person hears a shir sometimes, a shir, whatever, he hears some. He doesn't quite chap it, but at least he has a sense of where it was headed to. And sometimes somebody's speaking Turkish, and I'm listening, it's not the pshat, I didn't understand what you said. It's b'chol had no shaychus to me. L'mayla mi esrim means even the idea that there's something above me is beyond me. So I need a tfisa in the fact that there are things beyond me. I once saw, I mentioned a few times, the Slonim Rebbe, the Nesiva Sholem, was a tremendous mechanech. He was an extraordinary person in general. One of his things was, and he writes that it's very important that a Rebbe speak at the level of the class. And the kids have to understand, everything that he teaches a class has to be bar havana of the class, has to be understandable. However, he says, there is room for occasional times, like before Yontiv, a special Yom Rapagir, to speak one notch above the class. Enough so that they understand that there are things beyond them. And there's Agdara, so in other words, teaching means giving to understand, it's Achila. But it's important that people also understand, you know, there's the road goes beyond here. But not beyond, because then it means nothing. It has to be where it teases you to move out a step. So the sukkah is a pchinas makif. It's the chelek where beyond us. But it has to be. I have to deher that. And that's what has to be b'toich esrim. Ulamata esim moira shemagish al mitfes esagona. Al chemagbi mastach lemailam esrim ze moira sheim betfis adam shumagash esagona. If a person only dehears HaKadosh Baruch Hu in within my tfisa, then why should I grow anywhere? Why should I go anyplace? I mean, he is where I am. Whatever I understand, that's the sum total of Torah. On the other hand, if it's out of my world, then I'm not going to be nimshach to it, because it's not shaykh to me. So yes, yiskalav yiskalav shmei rabba, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is leilo. But there's nothing to be... It's something that's meishach a person is, if walking a step gets you there. Sometimes you teach a kid to walk, you hold out a toy or whatever it is, and you keep walking a step ahead of him. He takes a step at a time. But if he would see you across the room, he wouldn't have the initiative to go there. So the person needs to have that teaser. That's called the shade of emuna. There's michla de emunusa, there's the oichel, and then there's a shadow of it. It is a hint of it. He's an uman, and this is his emuna. Hainu. So he says, part of what shows you this is the pchinas aroi. In other words, anything that's kavua, anything that becomes institutionalized and fixed, doesn't allow a person to grow. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga was very, very fixed, we couldn't go anyplace. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps switching things, he says.
That's
why his two dime come out. Mikomo koim tzach adam l'dasbor she'en l'bezois hasibas shum kvias. Because it all comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps moving with it. V'cheinu, skip down two or three lines, b'divrei Torah, she'kasha niftach l'adam eze pesach b'divrei Torah. When a person has a ha'ara and understands something, he can't think, okay, I have it.
So explain something here. This madrega
that a person never feel that he has come to rest someplace is a very difficult emunah. It's a very difficult tefisa to live with. Let's give an example. Shevet Levi is miyuchad. They don't have a chelik and nachla. So the one problem not having chelik and nachla is, well, okay, give me a chumash. There should be a chumash like right in this chazan. Sorry, you're like the youngest bacha by a factor of five. So the in that closet on the right, there's like a black. I think there's a black chumash, like a shul, like a simcha chumash, a shul chumash.
Yeah.
You have it? Good. That's it. Perfect. Shevet Levi is a very good parallel. In other words, Klal Yisrael Tumas Olam Shevet Levi to Klal Yisrael. There's a pasuk, two psukim. I have to just find them. We'll be in good shape. It speaks about Matnas Kehuna, Matnas Leviya. It says, "Lo yila kahanim alavim kol shevet Levi chelk v'nachem Yisrael. Kahanim levim shouldn't shevet Levi doesn't have a chelk. Ishi Hashem v'nachlos yichelu the iti ishi Hashem v'nachla lo yila bekerav echov Hashem v'nachlos yichelu v'loy." It's kind of a repeat of the same pasuk twice. It's one parasha. It's a complete parasha. There's nothing lechur in the second pasuk that the first pasuk doesn't cover. It says they don't have a chelk in nachla, and Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of them. Well, so I think it means the following. There's two issues. One issue is if you don't have a farm, you don't have food to eat. That's a practical issue. So it says, "Liya lakadim alavim kol shevet lechelik v'nachla im Yisrael, ishi Hashem v'nachloso yechelim." What do you eat? Karbanis, imatzkuna. There's another and a more difficult issue. V'nachla lo yila bekev echov. It's not talking about the chelik, it's not about the food. They don't have a place. Where does Shevet Levi, where is their mokar minucha? On that it says, Hashem hu nachlosek ha-shediv aloi. It's a very different issue. A person needs to have a mokum that's his. And if he doesn't have a mokum that's his, then it's missing, a person needs a minuch sanefesh. It's a very high madrega that my minuch sanefesh ever Kadosh Baruch Hu sent me. Now, I have to travel to Australia. This is the makom I'm supposed to go to, and this is my chelak and nachla. It's a very, so emuna, when I have a very fixed thing, do this and this, and that's it. I'll never answer to anything more than that, and this is what you are, and finished. That's a very, very low darga of emuna, v'syachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'masayil ma'shayachtit. And Klal Yisrael is always moving. They need to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the aroy of a sukkah, that it's beyond them. It's always ares asher ar eka. Why not Kadosh Baruch Hu give them coordinates? The GPS you put in, the first thing you put in is the address, and then you give the instructions how to get there. Why not Kadosh Baruch Hu say? So Rashi says to give schar kol psia psia. The schar kol psia psia means that the halicha itself was the dveikus na Kadosh Baruch Hu, not Eretz Yisrael, but the going. The musig of wherever it is, ki nechshav etz loy zois ala derech vayechayecha tluyim lechom ineged zakoyne tvuim apalta. It says if you have to buy bread every day, you don't have a store up, you're very restless. Avu mandi yumishrashi v'gaz kadisha yeshem zebatzme kol anaycha kishemake shein lo mitzida shum sibe bekvias vein lo shum betuchis ki im Hashem isbarach. We'll skim there, I just want to finish. V'zeis nechshav etz l'kina ha'kosev v'chas v'yad yimini v'l'cheinem v'betoir ha'tal v'zesug ma'edor sechem ki v'zesug sechem yisrael v'yitzeis ha'metzrayim ki ikah ha'golus mitzrayim ho'yezeshe m'shukoyim shom me'oid. In other words, l'shtakea melamed sh'l'yorot shom l'shtakea. The musik of Mitzrayim was you became fixed. It was sinking into something fixes you in one place. It was like a black hole that just absorbed everything. In other words, Heino Shahamokr Nikra Sukois, who Ika Kvishal Bazailam. So that's what he says over here. The Sukois is something which is it's something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your place in this world is a place that you keep moving with it. I want to just finish, we'll add one more piece to a piece that he said before that fits in well about the Umas Olam being Bayit. And what's up, Shat? When Klal Yisrael, what was Klal Yisrael's attitude? Klal Yisrael's attitude was, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is that we not sit in the Sukkah, then now we have to be mekayim by not eating the Sukkah. There's a famous Ayis, the Chazon Ish told somebody once that, you know, he had to eat Yom Kippur, and the Chazon Ish was mechazikim, and he said, you need to think that you're doing the same Ratzon Hashem as the person that's fasting. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to eat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to eat. It's not the Chazon Ish giving you a head to eat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mitzav you to eat. And what's the difference? He's telling you how to be Oyver Hashem. So even Avedas Hashem also, you can't become fixated on something and then anything else is already not good. Sometimes a person needs to do something very different. And that gufa is a sign of it. Let's just take a minute to recap the kudos that he said, because there's a lot. Basically, Sukkot to Pesach is a certain, Pesach to Sukkot is a mahalach of going from Michla de Memnusa to Tzila de Memnusa, from Oichel of Emuna to Tzela of Emuna. Oichel of Emuna means, we said, those in Yonim that are geared for you and that a person assimilates and makes part of him. And that's the first step. That needed, and that was matzah, was a pure Hashpach from Hashpach without Yad Adam. And being that it's Eichel, it became part and part of Klal Yisrael. A certain level of Amunah is built into us. There's a chisarin in that, that whatever it is that a person can assimilate and does assimilate, it becomes, for granted, this is me. I lose the hair that this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have a second phase. And you see it in the Bria. Even the things that are Michael Adam come together with Psoilus. So the Chelaka Oichel of the Gurin and the Yekiv is the Matzah and the Yayin of Pesach. The Psoilus of the Gurin and the Yekiv is Sukkos. What's the Pshat Psoilus? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't create garbage. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates just the wheat as the wheat and the wine as the wine. But every Hashpah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, there's a Chelik that we can deher. And there's a chelik that's beyond us. That chelik that's beyond us, if it's totally beyond us, it has no shaychus to us, it doesn't give us anything. There's a chelik that we hear that there's something there that we're not hearing. And that's the critical piece. And that's why Sukkah, we sit in a tzel of emunah. There's a chilas emunah, which means you can absorb it. And there's a tzel, which means I see it. Like by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, you know, you know, at the tir of a shamalei tavoi, you know, beinecha tir of a shamalei savoi. You'll see it, but you're not going to get there. That's the chelik of Hashpach, and it's called tzel de Memnusa. It's a chelik that's miyuchat to Klal Yisrael, because it always means we're always following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It draws us out of our box and leads us to some place. And that's the shaykhis to, and that's where Tzel Musa is mafkin kaisom is hoylem. Musa ma shaykh to whatever dagger you give them. Zayimitzis, that's it. But Klal Yisrael is always looking for what they have and where they ought to go to. And that's the Tzel Musa. Okay, do we have a minute for Meir, I hope? You damned already? You damned?
I'm in.
One, two, you? You damned?
I need a
daven. Three? You damned? Davened.
Get it right.
Okay, so let's go to Yeshiva. Okay, so I'm going to ask if I. Okay. I guten Morgen.